Well, Kevin, how would you sum that up tonight there?
Lackluster from both teams. We knew Sligo were a direct team. We controlled the game in the first half without penetrating them, so we're disappointed. We knew what Sligo's strengths were and we nullified them really well, but we just didn't create and show a cutting edge. Listen, we're young on our journey, so we have to regroup. We have a big game and thing. It's a, the real positive is a clean sheet for us.
Barry McNamee won, tipped over the bar in the first half. Could be a different game there.
That's probably that, and Jackie got 3-1 on one. Yep. The second half is a big opportunity for us. I felt no matter who got the first goal in that game, I think it's fair to say that they probably would have won it with a clean sheet then, because there wasn't a great deal of opportunities created. Saying that, Peter Cherry's made two great saves. Yep. And the only positive we can take on it's a clean sheet. We don't like losing games, but points in this league at times, when you accumulate too many of them, Paggy, you don't really get momentum and push on. So we're disappointed that we only came down here and got a point tonight, because I felt we were a better team in terms of technically, but our mentality was a wee bit maybe where it shouldn't have been.
Of course, could have been different. Big penalty shout there towards the end of the second half.
They had a big shout, but it was clear to see he's looking for a penalty. Barry's kept the ball and stuck his leg out, and David's gone down with no contact, so it was never a penalty, but their bench reacted because they were feeding off scraps themselves and just hoping for a wee break in the game, so it wasn't a penalty, and our discipline was decent, to be fair. And as I say, we have to go and try and get a win in St Pat's. Now they get a 3 points, so it's three draws out of nine. It's not a great points accumulation.
Of course it is, another draw tonight, but that chance of maybe gaining ground on the
that was our motivation today, and it should have been, but maybe we need a I don't know, Declan, we're all chatting, a lot of boys, same boys have been flogged, we need other people to come to the party as well. We've always played with the same 13-14 players, so I would like other people to come to the party and give us a fresh new impetus and push us on a wee bit.
Of course, now it's coming up in the next few weeks for transfer window.
Aye.
It's 10-8 more people and more bodies on.
No doubt, we need to strengthen, as every other club in the country will be looking to strengthen. We've brought on 17 new signings and we got a great deal out of them. They've given us everything, to be honest. The boys are good lads, but you need fresh people, and they freshen the thing up, because we need a few transfer windows to get our exact team, and it's up to people to come with us, eh?
Okay, thank you.
No bother.